Does everyone know what time it is? It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and her friends.
It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and...
Michelle?
She's back! The beloved Michelle is here!
Hello, everyone! How are you today?
Everyone's better for now hearing your melodious tones.
That is what they tell me. That is what the gentlemen say.
All the gentlemen say.
All of them.
That girl, you know, don't care about what she looks like, but that voice. So, Michelle, today we are going to talk about the greatest, cleanest, safest theme park in the world.
Hong Kong Disneyland. Great. Yes.
Although I shouldn't joke, I do like, we're talking about Knott's Berry Farm, everybody. Pew, 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 pew. Which I do like Knott's Berry Farm. I'm starting that. I like Knott's Berry Farm a lot.
I wanted to like it more than I did. Like, I was really pumped. I was like, this is going to be fun. And then like, it was fun until it wasn't. And then it wasn't fun, but then it got better.
So introductions. I'm Jasmine. Hi. If you don't know me by now. Where
if you don't know me by now.
You won't ever know me. And then I'm here with my former podcast host, the always beautiful
sister
Michelle
wife.
Tanner. Sister
Hello.
Wife. Not to Dale, though. Sister wife to...
To you.
Oh, to me. Oh, yeah. You are my sister wife. But then who is our husband? Who is our brother husband?
Jesus.
Oh, yes, that's true. So we're going to be talking about Knott's Berry Farm. Now, Michelle, this was her first visit. I've
never been to Knott's Berry Farm. Oh, okay, Jasmine, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, Michelle, I pronounce it Knott's Berry Farm, and you pronounce it Knott's Berry Farm.
Did I put that on my outline? Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
I think I did. Or I thought about putting it on my – no, I didn't. I thought very strongly about putting it on my outline.
Yeah, because – we specifically in the past, in the podcast when I was on regularly, we had talked about how I am not a native of Southern California. I'm from New York. And we say orange.
Yes.
So we say, I hear it as Knott's Berry Farm. So Knott's Berry Farm. And you being from Southern California hear it as Knott's Berry Farm.
Yes.
It's riveting.
I know. This is just like, this is, if you want an insight into my brain for all the people who are like, I want to be her friend, you're about to change your mind. So I noticed this when I went to school with a bunch of people not from California, and they would always be like, we're going to go to Knott's Berry Farm. And I was like, what is it about what they're saying that's so strange? And I realized they're saying it as if the name is Knott's Berry. Like, there's a gentleman named Knott's Berry, and this is his farm.
Yes.
When really, there's a man named Knott's, that was his last name, and he had a family. And he had a berry farm, specifically just berries. And he invented the boysenberry. It was very good. It's been very successful for them.
It sure has. And I was trying to think of a third thing, but I couldn't.
I should have done more research. I know Knott invented the boysenberry with another person. I don't know that person's name, but they invented it and it's delicious.
Great.
I really wanted to quickly touch upon the Knott's news, not to date us. So the weekend news. The week before we went, there was like, for lack of a better term, kind of a riot at Knott's. There was just a bunch of youths causing chaos, as youths do. So then Knott's decided to have a chaperone policy where Friday and Saturday, you are not allowed to go unless you are with someone who, if you're under 18, unless you're with someone who's over 21. Mm-hmm. And there's like certain details, like if you're over 21, you can't be with more than three people under 18. Yeah, you can't leave them alone, yada, yada. So yesterday or a few days ago, they announced that the policy is so popular that they extended it to Sunday, and they said they might do it full week.
Really?
Yes.
It's more popular? Is it because like just the vibe is like... Mm-hmm. More family friendly now?
I think so. I think the issue was they were getting away. Because when we went, there was a lot of families there, like big families. Because it's, you know, it is one of the more affordable theme parks. I don't know. I'm just guessing that. And I enjoyed it as an old. I enjoyed the children not being alone. Like, yeah, there was kids there and they were a little ruckusy, but like nobody was in danger. It was just like annoying at worst.
So let's be honest. between the ages of 16 and 21, you're maybe not mm-hmm. making your best choices. No. No. You know, like I cut my hair really short and dyed it red. It was very unfortunate.
I bleached the front part of my hair yellow because my mom was sick and she couldn't say no.
See?
Yep.
So, you know, the idea of having more structure for those people isn't the worst idea. And it sounds like the guests like it. So rock on. This will be really interesting to see if this catches on with any other theme parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause like, I mean, I've never heard of something like this happening in Disney for at least like 20 years. I mean, this in like the '70s, there was an issue where like people like snuck into the park, but that was a political protest. But mm-hmm. yeah, this, and then I guess Six Flags had a policy like this years ago and it ended up changing the course of the park. So I'm very curious to see if this will permanently change Knott's reputation for the better. I feel like it will.
I think that Knott's, I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about this more later, but I feel like Knott's has so much potential. It's a good egg.
The bones are there.
The bones are, yeah, that's exactly it. The bones are there. And there's a lot of things that like, look, every theme park steals from each other, right? The spoke and wheel, theme park design, like Disney kind of invented that, but like other theme parks have done it. Having a terrible theme park, you know, like DCA, other theme parks have been terrible. I just would like to remind everyone that I do not speak for the company that I work for, Dunkin' Donuts. And these, all my opinions are my own.
They're her own opinions on donuts and theme parks.
And DCA.
Yes, and DCA. No, those are just universal themes.
But like having a bad theme park, having an underfunded, like theme parks, the cool thing about theme parks is that there's not, at least there's in the top tier, there's not, at least in the top tier, there's so few that they really do push each other. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not like in Orlando, there are 70 theme parks. And if you're good, bad, or ugly, it doesn't matter. It's Disney and it's Universal. SeaWorld is also there, but like, let's be honest, it's Disney and Universal, and they push each other and they take from each other and they inspire each other and they move forward together.
It's the best parts of capitalism for theme parks.
Ba-ching! That's the winning sound. So for Knott's, I feel like it's in a tier below Disney and Universal. It's more of a Six Flags theme park, which I'm not throwing shade. I love the Great Escape in Lake George, New York. I'm not throwing shade. I'm just saying you can't compare the Great Escape. You can't compare Six Flags to Epcot. Do you know what I'm saying? They're different tiers, but let's go down and compare apples to apples. Knott's is probably the best of like a C tier theme park that there is, but I really think it could become a B or an A level theme park.
Oh, so there's like regional theme parks and then there's like national theme parks. Universal, Disney, national theme parks. Mm-hmm. SeaWorld, national, but like at the bottom.
I would say like I said, A tier theme parks, Disney, Universal. B tier theme parks, maybe Busch Gardens and SeaWorld. C would be Knott's and Six Flags.
Yeah. And then D would be, you know,
maybe Cedar Farm.
Yeah.
Or no, Cedar Farm would be the same level as Knott's. Now, I have never been to a Cedar Farm, but they have Snoopy, so that's cool.
Yeah, I want to go to Dollywood because I feel like that could potentially be A level, worse B level. But I feel like what I've seen, it could be A level, like national level park.
Should we go to Dollywood?
I think we should. I think we should visit Tiffany. Even though she lives here.
Doesn't matter.
Go to Dollywood. And yeah, we're going to go to Dollywood. That's been a dream of mine. I'd like to go to Dolly World.
I would love to go to Dollywood. Let's go.
And Dolly World.
Would you Dollywood with me?
I will Dollywood with you all night long. And instead of ears, they have butterflies that you wear on your head.
I thought you were going to say boobs. Butterflies
better. I mean, I would love to wear boobs on my head. Isn't that in the Adam Sandler movie, Little Nicky?
I'm really excited that we were able to document that laugh because I've never made you laugh like that before.
You've never said boobs on the head before. I need to put a warning on
that. That was my mistake. Explicit content.
Big mistake. Huge. So what were your thoughts on Knott's before visiting? What were your impressions?
From somebody who will not be named, they said that there were fleas at Knott's. And so I just thought the park was going to be like ungodly, disgustingly dirty. So I kind of had that impression. I knew there had been in the past year, someone had climbed up the Knott's thing. They had closed early because they had fights. So I didn't really have the highest expectations for Knott's Berry Farm. So that was my pre going in impression. My leaving impression is that it is a C tier theme park that has the potential to be better. And, you know, if they had an Imagineering department and they were like, Michelle, how do we do this? I'll take a meeting. I have thoughts.
It's difficult though, because the price is like so good. And it's like, okay, if they started doing all those things, would they have to raise the price significantly? Is it worth raising the price like a little bit? Like, I don't know.
Okay. So no, here's my big thing. Knott's has the same issue. I have the same issue with Knott's as that I have with SeaWorld, is that you have a low entry fee, but you have to pay for everything versus
other theme parks.
Well, other theme parks used to have like free head of the or hold your space in line passes. But now they don't. So maybe that's just the theme park standard that you have to pay to not cut the line, but reserve your spot in line. I just didn't like how we did buy the front of the line pass. I just wasn't thrilled that it was twice the price of the ticket I paid.
Yeah.
So the ticket, I got a AAA discount, full disclosure, mm-hmm. and it was like $70.
Mm-hmm. With service fee, it ended up being like $75.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then how much was the front of the line thing?
$139, not including tax.
I mean, yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But anyway.
So yes, if you would like to buy tickets to Knott's, go to AAA if you have a AAA card. There's so many ways to get Knott's discounts. Do not buy full price Knott's tickets. There's no reason to. Do Knott's. Yeah, I remember you had issues with Knott's because of someone who will not be named. And I think I finally talked you into it. And way before, quarantine happened, we had planned on going. Obviously,
the panini.
Very, very minor things happened in the world that didn't affect us all globally, internationally, right, for almost 3 years.
And monkeypox aren't already giving me nightmares.
Yes. So then we finally got to go recently. And I'm very happy that we finally got to do it. So yes, we bought our tickets. I recommend AAA. We did decide to go front of the line passes because we're like, we don't want to be here all day.
And I was very mm-hmm. much like, if I'm going to come to this theme park once in my life, mm-hmm. I want to do what I want to do. So for other theme parks who have recently started charging for their
front of the line,
I guess I see their point. It just stinks because for those theme parks, it's a lot of local yokels that just go. Anyway, I digress. We're not talking mm-hmm. about other theme parks. We're talking about Knott's Berry Farm.
We're talking about all theme parks, but mostly Knott's. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
A salute to all theme parks, but mostly Knott's.
Yeah, it's the issue of like, do you pay more up front or do you pay more later? And it is nice to pay less up front if you don't have that money, but it does suck that it's like, you're going to have a really crappy experience unless you pay double the what you paid to get in.
Yeah, and especially because I noticed, as someone who used to work at a theme park, their loading and unloading took a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't know the solution to that problem. I don't know if it's longer rides or different wait stations or more cars or better training. I have no idea, or better staffing. I have no idea. But the thing that, so if a ride was, let's say, 45 seconds, you were spending 2 minutes loading, 2 minutes unloading.
Oh yeah. There was a ride that you went on, we'll get to that. You got on the ride really quickly. Mm-hmm. You were like, cause I sat down and then you like said hi to me from the ride. And then you were in the unloading station triple the amount of time before you were on there. Like you were in that loading station. It felt like 10 minutes. It was probably like 6 or 7.
I mean, I was able to make a TikTok. So.
You made TikTok. You called people. You made business deals.
I was very busy. I was very productive. You bought and
sold stocks. Yeah.
Also, I know no one can see this video, but the room I'm in has the worst lighting and I look mm-hmm. insane. And I just want to apologize to myself.
And me.
I'm sorry, self.
I keep scratching my legs because I just got back from Palm Springs and the bugs were like, yum, yum, yum.
I'm scratching my ankle.
Oh, we both got eaten because we're so sweet.
Because we're so sweet. So, okay.
First, when we got into the park, I took you to my favorite spot. The only good spot, in my opinion, of Knott's, Old West Town.
First of all, Camp Snoopy is the best. But
okay, Camp Snoopy is pretty good too. But this is
go on.
And they also were having an event called Ghost Town Alive, which is like they have people dressed up in very good costumes, in my opinion, and good wigs and everything, going around actors who like interact with you and like we'll get into that. But basically, there's like the mayor, the sheriff. There's the lady who's drunk who runs the hotel.
No, wait, we're looking at Knott's News. We did Thoughts on Knott's Before the Visit, Buying and Fastlane. We talked about. Yeah. So yeah, let's just go all the way into, Old West Town. Old West Town, baby.
So we walked in, we had to park, of course, in like a field, but
let's go back. Let me tell you guys about parking.
Okay. Yes. Start with parking in the field. Literally in a field.
Okay. Here's the thing. Okay, I didn't like this, but I did like this. So if you can imagine Knott's as like a square, right? So let's say the top of the square is where you can see Knott's from the street. Like, and on the other side is Soak City, USA, which by the way is amazing. 11 out of 10, one of the best water parks I've been to that's not Disney.
Which is next to Independence Hall, which is a recreation of Independence Hall, which is the best theme park, in my opinion. And it's just recreations of signing of the Declaration of Independence. A million out of 10 would recommend. Baby Jasmine loves it.
I want to go to there. Yes. Okay, so the top of the square is there. And that's kind of where we went in, but we were redirected from the top of the square to the right of the square to the back of the square. And then we had to park in a field and we still had to pay money. I was
the same amount. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. If I'm parking in a field, what am I paying for?
First of all, you said redirected as if there were people telling us where to go and me just not already knowing because there was nobody telling us where to go.
That is one thing I will say to one of Knott's minuses is there's no one there to help you through your day.
No.
So there was no one there to direct you for parking to the lot. Once you were there, there was someone that was like, hey, park here.
Park next to this tree in the grass.
Right. In the grass. But like when we were looking for the front of the line pass, because in other theme parks, you have like a Universal Fast Pass lane and then you have the standby lane. It's very clearly marked. And normally there's someone out there saying like, howdy, this is where you go.
And there's kiosk everywhere selling the passes. They explain it to you. They have signs. Like it's very known where you can buy it.
Yeah. So in my own personal experience from going to Universal, the last time you and I went, it was a really busy, hot day. So we did buy front of the line. And then the last time I went to Six Flags, which was like 7 years ago, I bought front of the line there as well because it was hot and I just needed to get through the rides and get going. But both of those were far more again, Universal was the most clear, followed by Six Flags. I think Six Flags was more like Knott's where there wasn't a greeter. You just kind of had to look at signs, which I know what you're thinking. Michelle, you can't look at signs. Not on vacation. I don't know how to read on the weekends. Fun fact.
And it was weird because like you had to go through the exit for most of them. Mm-hmm. And there was a few where it was like, I'm just standing by the exit for a while. And then eventually someone comes up to you and says, okay, how many? And they put you in line. But it is very awkward. And little kids were yelling at us saying that we were cutting. It happened at least twice that I heard. And I wanted to be like, life's not fair. No, I'm kidding.
I'm so glad I'm oblivious because I didn't hear any of that.
Oh, this little kid like ran up behind us and was like, said something like, it's not nice to cheat or cut in line. And then his dad, like, I think explained to him like they didn't cut. They let them in front of the line. And then this girl, when we were going on that Jaguar roller coaster, was like, I hate Fast Pass.
I heard her, but I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, cool.
Cool. Enjoy
being young. I'm, you know, old and I need this.
But okay, circling back to parking. So we parked and so I thought going back to my square, I thought we'd have to walk around the square and go back and enter at the top of the square. Nay, nay. There's an entrance in the back. Two entrances into one theme park. Mm-hmm. Universal would never.
No.
So I was impressed by that, just because it was convenient, but also not impressed because we were trying to find the area to buy the wristbands to cut for the fast lane thing. And because we were at the back of the park, we had to go to the front of the park. And it's weird because, like, you buy the fast. So at Universal, where you buy it is where you get the pass right there. At Knott's, you buy it in location A and then have to go to location B. And because Knott's very organically grew, as you will hear about the history. Is that on our thing? Yeah, it's number 10. Because it organically grew, it is not a grid and it's not spoken wheel. It's very much just like, things are here. Look at this thing. So it's harder to navigate. Now, did I have a map? No, I'm too stubborn for that. But I did have the app, and the app actually was super helpful. Yeah, the Knott's Berry app was really helpful because it rates everything for you, like the intensity or like family or whatever. And then it has a little walking man to walk you, like you are here, and then it walks you to where you want to go. Because this is what happened. Jasmine and I wanted slushies. Who doesn't?
Exactly. It was very hot.
It was very hot. And so we were at Berry Tales and they told us to go over by Panda Express, ye old Panda Express.
In Old West Town.
In Old West Town. And they and
authentic old Western dining, Panda Express.
That's what Paul Revere ate. What? He wasn't a Western. What's happening? Guys, I've been up so long today. Anyway. But so that's like a plus. I don't want everything to be so negative about Knott's Berry Farm, but so it was definitely a mixed bag. Like, I didn't like how inconvenient it was to get the wristband, the fast pass wristband thing. But I did like the app. Like, that was very helpful because it's not a spoke and wheel. It's not a grid. It's different.
So how, just to like quickly touch upon that. So Knott's originally started, it was a berry farm, and then they put a fried chicken restaurant there. This is very loose and from my memory. So apologies if there's some slight inconsistencies.
You know, for all the diehard Knott's fans that are like, you got those dates wrong, man.
And I think that was 100 years ago when they opened the chicken restaurant. Because right now Knott's is celebrating their 100th anniversary. And I don't know if that's – I don't think that's when they started building the West Town. I think that's when – they built the chicken restaurant and they had a few like carnival type things. Then they built.
But why did they do that, Jasmine?
To attract people who were coming from LA down. I don't know why people would drive down. I'm sure.
No. Yes. It's because the chicken was like so famous. The fried chicken was so famous. And so
there was
a long wait to. This was before like Yelp or like get on the virtual.
I thought you meant why do people drive down?
No. I was like, why did they put the rides there? So Mr. Knott's, by the way, this is all before Disney. So I know that I was under the impression that Disney was the first. And it's like, no, Disney was the first A-tier theme park.
Disney saw this and elevated it.
Yeah. So the chicken was so good. So Mr. Knott's was like, people are waiting around. Let's give them something fun to do. So that's how the theme park literally grew up around a chicken restaurant.
So the oldest part is the Old West Town, which in my opinion is my favorite because it's the most authentically Knott's. It's the most unique. I haven't seen stuff like that elsewhere. It's also very no rules, just right.
And when you're there, your family.
Yes. When Michelle walked in, immediately she found a pop gun, which is like a little – it's like a little cannon. Like,
have you ever – Winnie the Pooh has a little pop gun when he's trying to protect himself from the Heffalumps and Woozles. It literally –
Air pushes a cork out, I think.
Yeah, and it makes a little pop.
Yes. And there was children running around with it, and Michelle like could not get over it. She's like, there are pop guns here.
I was like, we are not in any other theme parks. Never seen this in any other theme park. We're not in Kansas anymore.
The thing I love about Knott's is there's like chaos all the time, which is kind of stressful. But also, like, that's just the rule with everywhere at Knott's. It's always going to be a little chaotic. sometimes more chaotic than others.
That's a good.
Yeah.
That's a good. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. it's chaotic at Knott's, except in Camp Snoopy, which is delightful.
Yes. It's chaotic, but in a fun way most of the time. And it's like. Some of the most fun I've had at Knott's is just like you're getting away with something that you shouldn't. Like just being there, like they'll be like, yeah, climb on that rock. Like, sure, we're going to tell a story about how the teacher was drunk. Like, it's just like nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, whatever.
I think
there's
right.
Not like gatekeepers there.
No rules, just right is the most accurate description. Yes. Yeah.
So first we went to the post office, mm-hmm. and there was a person there for Ghost Town Alive.
An actor.
And she gave us like a box, I remember, and said
it was very cool, like LARPy, yeah. Really cool, yes. Engagement that I haven't seen since the Citizens of Hollywood at Disney MGM Studios. Mm-hmm. So it was, hey, can y'all help me? So-and-so needs singing juice. Can you bring this over and give this character this box? It was like a mm-hmm. side quest in a video game.
Yeah. And then she also like, she just enjoyed like that we got a kick out of her. And she also had a newspaper, and it's like the storyline that I got was that it's like Founders Day, 1890, and something got, oh, she told us the whole stories. It's like the Hatfield and McCoys. There's like two
rival families. And then there's all these cats.
Yeah, there's lots of cats, and you have to find the cats. They're not real cats, spoilers. They're like fake, you know, like not stuffed cats, like plastic cats.
They're like plastic cats. They're cute.
They're very cute.
Yeah.
And it's something to do. And yeah, she told us everything, and I forgot so much already. But it's something like the one family lives in the town, and it's normally fine, but then the other family comes, and there's like a robbery, and someone stole something, and I think you have to solve it, but we lost interest pretty quickly in.
Yeah.
So we delivered the box to the singing juice, wink, to the lady who owns the inn. Mm-hmm. And then she was having us do a math problem. And I'm like, I'm over this already.
I was teaching her about PEMDAS, parentheses, yes. Exponents, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that aspect of it. And then we found cats, and then we just kind of did our thing.
So here's the thing about Old West Town. Now, I understand that it's supposed to be old, but there's two ways you can do old. You can do old where everything's broken and sucks, like real old, like
authentic,
you know,
old.
Yeah. Authentic old. Or you can do like faux old, like this floor is safe, but it looks so old.
Yeah.
Or like this.
The dust is fake.
Right. Like, yeah. Oh, did I ever tell you what my mom said on Rise of the Resistance? Smuggler's Run.
Uh-uh.
So we're waiting in the queue for Smuggler's Run, and there's above us, there's some wires, and there's dust on them. And my mom goes, did they add that dust for special effects? And I said, no, that is dirt. But the fact that like she knows Disney is like so great theme that she thought like, is this space dust? I'm like, it's just dirt. It's dirty.
But they could have. It could have been.
It could have been. So going back to Knott's, what I didn't like was so many things were broken and authentically people had broken these things. So for example, in the schoolhouse, there are all these books that are glued to the wall to make it look like a bookshelf. And someone, I'm guessing people, had ripped off the spines, and that stinks, but they need to be refurbished. And
yes.
The same thing with like in the post office, there were these real old-fashioned postal post boxes. Mm-hmm. And they were really cool for me because in my hometown of Cottekill, New York, we still – the last time I was there 20 years ago, they still had those old-fashioned postal boxes where instead of doing like a number code, mm-hmm. you know, like a
– like a locker. It's like a locker kind of.
Right. Instead of that, it was letters. So you would do like H, J, A or whatever. Anyway.
So next let's talk about seeing our life flash before our eyes, a.k.a. Ghostwriter.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Does anyone know when this ride was built? Because
that long ago.
Oh, okay.
Look it up.
You look it up. Yeah. I went on this attraction, and I love a good roller coaster because at some point I was like, Jasmine, I just want to ride roller coasters. So we went on this ride, and I was very concerned about how fast we were going and how small the wheels were, and just like my limited knowledge engineering came in, and I was like, is this thing going to fly off the tracks? It didn't. We survived. But it was so interesting. I'll say interesting. It was so interesting that, like, you are literally backstage, but, you know, in the back, like, drive. We could see the Halloween stuff already being prepped.
It's built in the parking lot.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm so used to going to Disney or Universal where, like, you don't see that stuff.
They at least attempt to hide it.
Right.
Like, maybe they put up a picture of a forest, but at least it's a picture. At least they tried something.
Right. So it was just interesting. But that was a very scary ride. And it's funny because I was taking Instagram little videos. And before, my hair is, like, really cute. And then after, it's just, like, it's like I got white. Electrocuted. Yeah, I was just like, yeah!
So if anyone's ever played Roller Coaster Tycoon or been on a roller coaster, you know that there's, like, fast parts, and then you have to build parts where you slow down. And it does actually, like, help create the excitement. It helps you go around turns better. The ride never slowed down. It maintained a constant speed. There was no brakes anywhere until the very end. I will say the end brakes were very smooth. So that was nice.
That was, yeah. You know what? They were. You got to give credit where credit is due. But the entire ride, I was very concerned. I did like the length of it.
Yes.
Because I established that loading and unloading at Knott's takes a long time. So the length of attraction to load and unload time was reasonable. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it was very good classic. Ratio. Yeah. It was a very classic wooden roller coaster. It was fun. But I will say the first drop, I was like, woohoo. Yeah. And then there's a certain point I got so scared. You and I got really quiet. And I just, my jaw was open the whole time because I was like, is this real? I wasn't even scared. I was just like, am I being punked? Like, is this real life? Guess what year the ride opened?
1978.
Nope. It was during when we were alive.
86?
Nope.
91?
Nope.
97?
December 8th, 1998. Yeah, see, I'm like, it's not that old. It has a maximum height of 118 feet, and the length is 4,533 feet. So it's almost a mile, because what is that, 4,000 or 5? How long is a mile? Why am I
talking? I don't know, 3 yards? I don't know.
5,000 something. So it's almost a mile. Wow. And it goes max speed 56 miles per hour, and it goes 56 miles the entire time. It doesn't say that in my notes, but it felt like that.
It was a lot.
Yeah, you shouldn't go on a roller coaster and be thinking of Final Destination the whole time.
Yeah. Or thinking, like, you know, I'm going to leave my husband and cat.
Yeah. And also, the seats did not smell great.
That's another complaint I have about Knott's. I don't know what other theme parks use to wipe down their rides, but this theme park, these attractions reeked of BO, and it drove me crazy. I apparently have a sensitive nose, because the whole time I just kept being like, what? You know, sounds.
You know how you do at a theme park?
Yeah.
So yeah, just very scary, even though it's a newer one. Okay, then we went on Pony Express, which that was a much smoother ride. I will say I was not scared on that one.
So Pony Express, I liked a lot because it is like a did it come before Shanghai Disneyland's Tron or after? Yeah.
So that ride is – let me look that up. So Pony Express is basically – I called it Tron 1.0. It's like the exact same ride vehicles as Tron, but themed as an old Pony Express. But I mean, I haven't been to Shanghai Disney, but I'm assuming it's a very similar type vehicle.
Yes. I was going to say, please don't say experience, because are vastly different.
Oh, no. One, and it's a very short roller coaster. And they hide the track. It's
upsettingly short.
They hide the track so it looks longer, but it is a lie. Like, literally, we were on it and we're like, oh, okay, that's the end? Okay.
I was so disappointed because I've been to Shanghai, I've ridden the Tron roller coaster. It's great. And so I was like, yeah, Tron with horses. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know that famous song?
Yeah. That's my favorite.
And then we went on it and we went into this like one little, not loop, but like mm-hmm. going to the side, like,
yeah, like
turn a corner.
Deep side turn.
And then it ended and I was like, what?
I think this kind of technology is like, I don't even think they're the first to have it. I think this has existed. This like motorcycle type situation ride.
Yeah. Shanghai was 2016. Mm-hmm. And you said Pony Express was 2006?
2008. Okay. Yeah. And opened then. So I don't know how long they'd – it seems like it's probably an off-the-shelf ride that they did the custom theming of the horses. But yeah.
But I thought it was really cute one.
It was very cute.
So
– it was a comfy, nice ride.
Mm-hmm. Here's another annoying thing, though, because I'm annoying. So at one point, this metal fin drops onto another piece of metal, and it's mm-hmm. so loud. And I'm just like – oh, it's loud. So I didn't like that, and I didn't like how short it was, but I liked everything else about it. I love the ride vehicles. I love the idea. Like, the concept for Knott's is very good theming.
I wish they had done, like, it would have been cool, you had said, if it had gone through the land a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did, like, I say that?
Or maybe you said that about something else, but I thought that was cool too, if it like went over things a little bit more in the West Town.
Yeah, I think that would have been really cool. Or really just length, even if part of it was outside and then you had like a show building, right? And then
Knott's doesn't have a show building.
I'm just saying, like, even a little one of like cops and robbers and boopity beep boop.
Even if they had done some projections in that one tunnel of like, it's the Old West, going by cactus or cacti or whatever they're called in plural.
See, like, the bones are there. It just needs to be plussed.
Exactly. So then we went to Michelle's Nirvana, a.k.a. Camp Snoopy.
You guys, it was darling. Now, are the rides all out of the box rides? 100%. These are all rides you will find at a carnival. It's the little cars that kind of go on a little wave. It's the little tiny it's all out
little
of the
trains.
Box.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's little all out spiel. Of the box things, but it's themed to Snoopy.
Yes.
And I love Snoopy.
Almost everything was themed, at least like it looked like the theme. It wasn't out of the box ride, but themed to Snoopy.
Right. So like one of the rides was like a dust bowl and they had Pigpen on there because he has that little dust cloud that follows him. And like, it was just really cute. Definitely could have used some Windex, could have used a good clean, but again, the bones were there and it was really sweet. Also, we need to train team members to not say character X is on break.
Yeah. So there's an area where they have the character meet and greet. And when I was there previously, they always had a character. So we went, there was a cast member or not a cast member, whatever you call it, an employee of Knott's Berry Farm, who was sitting there, and we went up to them and we were like, hey, when's Snoopy coming out? And then this person was like, oh, they're taking their break. I was like, okay, I know I'm an adult, but you need to say like Snoopy is, I don't know, Snoopy is flying his little house. Snoopy is visiting Charlie. Snoopy had to relieve himself on the lawn.
Snoopy is... you know Snoopy, every time is supper time.
Yeah. Or Snoopy will be back in an hour. I don't need to know what Snoopy's doing. I don't know Snoopy's life.
Respect Snoop celebrity privacy.
Get That's it? Not funny. No, I'm kidding. Hey. No, not funny. It's very funny. I just wanted to say K-N-O-T-T funny.
Well, okay then. Oh, I said, so overall, I really liked it. There was one part of the land that had like just like a babbling brook that was so, I took a video of it. It was so relaxing to look at it. And when you think about this part of, what is it, West Anaheim?
No, Buena Park.
Oh, Buena Park. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At no point am I ever like, you know, Buena Park's a beautiful part of the state of California.
Yeah, it's a beautiful forested part of California.
But at Camp Snoopy, from the right angle, it is. Mm-hmm. So I really love that. I really, really liked Camp Snoopy. Like I said, it could use just some my big thing is like Knott's Berry Farm really needs a deep, deep clean. Mm-hmm. The whole park. I saw a lot of like hairballs. That sounds weird, but like.
You saw a man barfing in a trash can.
Oh, God. Yes, I did. No, he wasn't barfing in a trash can. He was barfing into a clear bag.
Oh, okay. That's yeah, nice. I'm glad worse. I didn't see that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's worse. And that was at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But like what I kept noticing is like ladies, if you're, or gentlemen with long hair or hair, people with hair, you know how when like, have you ever seen like a random ball of hair somewhere where it's just like a bunch of other people's hair? I don't know. It's like a rat king of hair.
Yeah.
30 Rock reference. And like, I saw that twice at Knott's Berry Farm. Mm. And I was just like, it has the bones. It's got the meat, Jack.
Yes.
But it needs to like, it just needs a deep, deep clean to get the musty smell out. I can hear people saying, no, I love that musty smell.
It's not good for you, that musty smell.
And then like to just, it just needs a deep cleaning.
You can tell everything when they built it was really good. And then they just haven't touched it since.
And that's okay. Can we talk about this? That is a big pet peeve of mine with B and C tiered theme parks, B, C and below. And really Universal for a little bit there is that they build something great, but they don't maintain it. And they need to invest in maintaining and ride and show, like keeping it up.
Long-term maintenance. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that was it. Yeah,
Camp Snoopy is nice in that there is definitely a strong attempt at theming and adding forested areas, and they go pretty all the way with it, but they could have pushed it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There's more to be desired. But I thought it was darling.
Then we went on Jaguar. That was not darling. That was another one the whole time. I was just like, I'm like, it wasn't as terrifying as Ghost Rider, but I'm like, oh, we're going to just fly off the track.
Oh, no, I disagree. I thought it was more terrifying because we sat in the front row.
Yes.
And as we were taking turns, it was like the Goofy Sky School where it seems like what do they call those mouse and something roller coasters?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those like is it called Crazy Mouse?
Crazy Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a long Crazy Mouse roller coaster, but with a long train. So when we were going around turns, it looked like we were going off the edge, but then it would turn. I hated it. I hated it.
Yeah. Did not care.
0 out of 10 would not recommend.
It was probably like a level of roller coaster, maybe like a Matterhorn. Like it wasn't like a big, scary, like technologically advanced roller coaster.
No.
But it was just like, it never slowed down. It was that same problem I've noticed on everything where it turns every corner, everything. You never slow down. You're hitting it at full speed. And it just feels like at any second, you're just going to fly off the track.
Yeah.
But not in a good way. Not in a like controlled way. In a like, oh, you haven't maintained this. You haven't fixed the brakes.
And maybe we're wrong. Like maybe we're wrong. Like someone
allegedly.
Maybe someone from maintenance is going to be like, hey, we do that on purpose, but it's super safe. Then I'm going to say, well done. Mission accomplished. You did what your mission. But
it's not good for wear and tear on the track.
And not good for wear and tear on my heart.
Exactly. Because if you hit those corners, it's like something similar happened with what did People Mover become? The Sky
Rocket Rods.
Rocket Rods. It's like they had to slow down on the corners because they knew if they hit them too hard, it would warp the track. Mm-hmm. But Knott's didn't do that. Like they didn't slow down so it wouldn't warp the track. Obviously, we don't know anything, like you said, about maintenance. We don't know what they really do. This is just what it felt perceived to me as a theme park enthusiast.
Right. As a guest. So,
I make no official comments. This is just perception. I have no idea what they actually do.
Not trying to offend anyone. Yeah. Just for all of you Knott's Berry Farm stands who work in maintenance, not throwing shade. I'm just saying my observation.
And I don't tend to hear horror stories at Knott's of things happening. Maybe it does. I just don't hear it often. So I'm sure.
Yeah. So they're obviously doing. I mean, aside from the rumbles, like fights.
The uncomfortability.
But like,
yeah.
Yeah. And the smelliness. But aside from that, it was great. So Jaguar, do not recommend. But then.
But the theming was decent at that.
Sure. Compared to other things. But again, I noticed like there was, you know how there's popcorn ceilings? It's not called popcorn when you put it on the wall.
I was like called asbestos, but it's not asbestos.
No, but it's like textured. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like it just needed a power wash because there was like dust like on it and only half the wall was repainted. And I was just like, oh, you guys. Yeah.
I will say overall, I am very impressed with how Knott's is able to fit so much in such a small space. Mm-hmm. Like they put roller coasters with the tiniest footprint, yeah. and that's very impressive. So next was, I mean, my personal highlight. I've never eaten there before. We went to eat lunch at Mrs. Knott's Fried Chicken because, you know, we wanted an authentic day. And it was very good.
It was so good.
And good bang for your buck. So for $25, yep. we got a salad, which I did not eat, but I don't think you ate it either.
I ate the croutons.
But then Michelle told on me and said I didn't eat it to the waitress. Then we got the soup that was so thick that we thought it was gravy. It was
gravy. I was very confused. I was like, it was not. It was so good.
Then we got 3 pieces of fried chicken each.
But they gave us 4 because they liked us.
Yes. Mashed potatoes, gravy, a side. So I think we each got corn. And then, yeah, that's
it. We each got what?
Corn. And then for like a couple bucks more, I got a pie a la mode. No, it came with our food, I think.
Yes.
So that also included a pie. I think we had to pay $1 for our ice cream. It was like very little.
Yeah.
And then we also got drinks, but that wasn't included in the price. But yeah, for $25, you got all that. And it was, I will say, this is my opinion, Knott's has the best theme park food I've ever personally had overall. Not comparing like 1-to-1, but if I was to say overall.
Sure.
There was a few places I should have taken you to that were really good, like Ghost Town Grill.
Yeah, because you talked about that because all I'd had was Mrs. Knott's and then I had schnitzel. What did I have?
Bratwurst. You had bratwurst, yeah.
Bratwurst and sauerkraut, which, mm-hmm. I mean, to me, you can't go wrong. I freaking love German food. Mm-hmm.
And that's not like a regular item either.
Yeah, they had like a food and wine festival. It was called like Summer Nights or something. It was very cute.
Yeah, I liked it. And I like that it's the food is different. Every land you go to, there's different types of food. Like anything you can think of, they have at that park. Like you want old Western food, the theme is all themed appropriately. There's a Johnny Rockets on the boardwalk. There's like, I think there's Mexican food. Like it's all themed according to the lands and the food is not just like the same generic theme park throughout the whole thing.
Right. So it's like that mixed bag of like, like remember when McDonald's was in a theme park?
Yes.
Like should fast food chains be in theme parks or should the theme parks be in charge of their own food? 6 in 1, 6 dozen in the other. I see it both ways.
I did forget there is a Panda Express we mentioned in the Old West area. To be fair, it's between the Old West area and the Boardwalk area, but it is definitely in the themed Old West area. And I'm like, I feel like you could have maybe told a story here. So yeah, the food at Knott's, I like the nut food. You had bratwurst that was good. We had Slurpees. I had a boysenberry Slurpee. It was a Slurpee.
Yeah, I had a blue.
It was really sweet.
Slurpee slushy. It was fun. It was good.
The candy I had was good, but I don't think like Knott's made that candy. So yeah, recommend. So then we went on. I switched a few things around, but we're gonna go a little out of order because it's as I remembered things. You went on Silver Bullet, which
Which
nothing on that ride is silver.
Nothing on that ride is silver. But oh my gosh, it's so red much and yellow. Fun. It is.
I didn't go on it because I just was like, I cannot. I'm not feeling this today.
First of all, it's up 3 flights of stairs. So mm-hmm. that was super annoying. But once I got on it, okay, I'm a tall person. I'm 5'8". Mm-hmm. My feet haven't dangled since, you know, Reagan was president. Like my feet do not dangle.
Since a peanut farmer was in the office.
Yeah, since Jimmy Carter. But like, I love when my feet dangle. And mm-hmm. this is a feet dangler. Roller coaster.
We kept calling it dangly feet.
Oh, it made me so happy. So that was really fun. And it was, I really liked it. It made me a little dizzy, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
It was really good. I think that was my favorite roller coaster.
And that's a newer one. It's like that thing where it's like they built it and it was really good. And because it's not that old, it's still really good.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wish they would go back and like touch up some of the old stuff.
Yeah.
They did do that with a ride we didn't go on, the Calico, I forget what it's called. It's the water ride, the river
rapids. Yeah.
Yeah, that one a few years ago they plussed it up and they mm-hmm. added some animatronics. They added a Yeti and not a Yeti, Bigfoot, which made no sense. And he's just randomly in this one part, but it's nice that they went back and plussed up this historically significant ride to that park.
Right.
So then we did the Stagecoach, which was very fun. It's called like the Butterfield Stagecoach, blah, blah, blah.
What a cool experience.
It was very cool. That was a very – I liked it because it's a very Knott's unique experience.
Yeah. One of the – like never have I ever been in a stagecoach. So like
– So four horses drew the stagecoach and it kind of went a circle through like half of the park.
Mm-hmm. It was great. I was going to say like I'm torn between – So Silver Bullet is my favorite roller coaster ride, but Stagecoach, if you were like, but what was your favorite ride? Like overall, I would say Stagecoach because like you said, A, you can't get it anywhere else. They're real horses. It's a real coach. At one point they have to go over like a bridge. So you hear like, yeah.
They run up the hill, yeah.
And it was just so cool. And it was really you know me, I love edutainment. So I was just thinking like, this is fine, but would I want to be in here for months crossing the country?
No.
Like, wow, people were brave and didn't complain, mm-hmm. unlike me.
Back in the day too, we were talking about this with your coworker. They used to have like a robbery, like a person would come up on a horse and like rob your coach in quotes. And they used to, I don't know if they still do that. They have a train that goes around Knott's. And I don't know if they still do, but for a while they had train robbers who would rob your train. And ooh. That's just like a, you know, only at Knott's. No rules, just right. It's a little chaotic and it's like Westworld in that way. It's just a little chaotic.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, 100%. Because there's no greeter. There's no one explaining for you to where to go. There's a whole lot of signs. There was Pokemon at one point. Like there was like a carnival section. You could win a Pokemon. And I'm like, what is happening? It was very confusing. So I just found out that Garner Holt did all of the figures in the it's not on here. The Calico Mine Train.
Yeah, I forgot. I added it on my list, but it's not on your list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I totally forgot about that. So yeah, the Calico Mine Train, that's one of the original rides. I don't know if it's the original or if it's the they also have a log ride that we didn't do because we didn't feel like getting that soaked. So there's the two kind of like, I don't want to say flagship rides, but they're like some of the original rides that Knott's are known for. It's the mining ride where it's like you're on a log and you're going through a mining type situation. Then there's the Calico Mine Train, which is the closest you're going to ever get to going on Mine Train through Nature's Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a lot of even story beats that are the same, I think. So there's a big thing back in the early days, like Disney copied Knott's, Knott's copied Disney's. And it became such a symbiotic relationship that it's kind of hard to see where one starts
who
and where one ends.
Who?
Yeah. So
who
it's hard to be who? Like, because I can't say like, oh, Disney copied Knott's, because maybe like, yeah, this room they copied, but then Knott's copied this room and like Knott's put animatronics in eventually. And that was inspired by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a really cool ride. You're basically on like a little train. You're going through scenes of showing California miners.
Like gold mining.
Gold mining, some very rough looking miners. I don't know if they're meant to be rough looking or if it's the animatronics are rough looking.
I would like to believe that they are there that on purpose.
Yes. You go through a series of caverns. There's a room where it's dark and they're like, let's have a little light. And then the light turns on and you can see like, I'm going to post it on, not our TikTok, on our reels
Instagram.
On 1313 Harbor on Instagram. Or watch a ride through. There's like rooms where it lights up. It's just very cool. There's a train explosion, obviously. There's a part where you go uphill a ton. And then I couldn't figure out where we go downhill. And I realized you just go very slowly downhill the rest of the ride. I really recommend it. I used to go on it when I was a kid because it was educational. We would take field trips to Knott's Berry Farm. And that was the one ride they would let us go on. And I was terrified of it. But now I love it. Yeah, it's just like a very cool – it's like for those of us – who always dreamed of going to like original Disneyland or like Epcot 1995. It's kind of like you can go experience a ride that was at Disneyland that has not existed for 30, 40, 50 years. So it was just very cool in that respect. If you're not a huge theme park person, why are you listening to this? I don't think you would enjoy it. But if you're a fan of history and or theme parks or both, highly recommend that.
Yeah. I concur 100%. It was very cool to see something so classic.
Yes. So next, Berry Tales. That one, it was fun. It's one of the newest rides. Basically, there was a ride. It was a dark ride at Knott's called Berry Tales, and it was like a ride about bears and pies and coyotes that steal the pies. So then they brought the ride back, but it's kind of like the graduation of that. They put it where the dinosaur ride used to be, if you know Knott's. And I think Rolly Crump did the dinosaur, or he did Berry Tales.
Well, yeah, he did Berry Tales.
Yeah, a lot of random Disney Imagineers built rides randomly at Knott's over the years. Tony Baxter tells stories about him and the other Imagineers would sit around and try to, like, just in their fun time, try to plus up Knott's. So Berry Tales, now it's an all screens ride. You have like a little cannon, like in Toy Story Mania, and you're basically going around and you're shooting the pies out of the coyote's hands. This one had the worst loading and unloading. It was clearly broken down, but like instead of saying like come back in half an hour, it's just like, okay, stand here, yeah, and maybe we'll load people on. At the very end,
got stuck in the ride.
Yeah, the ride itself was very nice. It was, the screens were well done. Okay. First screen ride, it was nice. I'm over screen. Yeah.
Here's the question: like, would you rather have more screens? And I mean, more rides, but most of them are screens. Or would you rather have less rides, but they're like animatronic? Like,
can every ride have Vin Diesel catching on to a helicopter and flying away?
Dear God, we can only hope so.
Because if yes, then yes, all screens, no more rides, all just screens. But if that's not the case, then yeah, I prefer a physical real ride.
Yeah, there's something. It's the same thing like when you watch the prequels versus the new ones. The prequels are all CG, and for some reason they just feel weird, versus the new ones, which are also bad but in a different way.
Yes. And versus the original, which everything was pretty much physically there.
Right. And the new ones with Kylo Ren, a lot of the stuff is physically there and they're on location, and I mean there is green screen, but not as much. Oh God, not as much as the prequels.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like look at Yoda in, Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back. Look at Yoda in some of the prequels. He just, for me personally, there's something more tangible about the physical puppet Yoda.
And what I'm saying is a physical, for some reason, our blurns know that like puppet Yoda is more real to me than screen CGI Yoda. And that's how I feel about the attraction. Like I'd rather have like cheesy not even animatronic, just figures that maybe rotate. I'd rather have a cute story with that instead of so many screens. And maybe I'm the minority. Maybe I'm old. But, you know, that's just how I feel. And you can't change my mind.
You can't. So how – let's combine the last two. What were your overall impressions? And then what would you want to change in Armchair Imagineering or Knott's Mirroring, whatever we want to call it?
My overall impression is that she got good bones, but she's rough. And there's a lot of potential there. So a few things. One, we need more better show writers and better structure in Old Town Alive. There's something to be said for the great improv of it all and playing with the guests. But also, we went to see like a music school thing. And
yeah, there's
was,
like a classroom there and we went to go do the music class. And
I thought it was
like
going to be like an interactive little show, but it's not. It's a whole lot of welcome, sit down. Okay, get up and move. It was, I think, better show writers to kind of tighten everything up. Is like I said, the bones are there. I like how everything is truly old fashioned. I think a lot of stuff needs to be pressure washed because that was driving me insane.
I think overall, clean everything and repair every ride to its original glory. Just overall.
Overall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Underall.
Yeah. Bare minimum.
There were some weird spots that were empty there were some super obvious carnival rides over in the 1920s section by the Johnny Rockets, which I didn't like because I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but you could say, well, Michelle, the rides at DCA are out of the box. And I would say, I don't like those either.
Yeah, they have like two really strong roller coasters in the boardwalk area. And then it's like, oh, and then like a carnival ride and another carnival ride. I feel like if they got rid of all those carnival rides, they could build something on that left-hand side. Like even just like a little mini roller coaster or like an out and back or something.
Or I'm trying to think of like, even if just like better, better theming.
And a restaurant even, like a really well-themed 20s restaurant.
Yeah, that would be cute. Or like an interactive, maybe, here's what you do. So you have medieval times outside and you have the pirate show. Do like a little 1920s interactive whodunit murder mystery dinner show.
Ooh, I like that.
And so if you're in the park, you can get in and go back out into the park. Like, let's say you do two shows a day, a lunch show and a dinner show. So if you're in the park, you can go in. But then if you don't want to go to the park, you just want to go to the dinner theater, you can just go to the restaurant.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you do another turnstile set there to double check that people have, can get in. Mm-hmm. I think that would be really cool.
I feel like the Knott's crowd is a very, not like a theme park. They just want like action adventure. They want the roller coasters, the rides.
If that's the criteria, then let's get rid of that parking lot where we parked. Yeah. Do a parking garage on the other side, and let's put some roller coasters on that side of the square.
But I almost like, I do want to turn it into a theme park because I feel like it can be both. Like, why can't you have a roller coaster that's themed? Like, I just remember there was this little kid. I was on Indiana Jones and this little kid was sitting in front of me and we finished the ride and he's like, I like the mummy better. And I wanted to be like, what's wrong with you? Who poisoned you? Who told you to say that? Yeah. And then I realized like, oh, it's because the mummy is like an instant thrill. And this little child just did not understand the sophistication of Indiana Jones. But then also like, you know, to each their own. Some people, they need the story. Some people, they just want the sheer adrenaline rush. But yeah, I say let's go the route of like making it a theme park. So yes, we have the 1920s. Yeah, Ghost Town. I think just add like I made you go stand on the there's a graveyard and there's a beating heart. And I thought I told you there was a beating heart and I made you stand on it. I didn't mean to scare you and you freaked out. And I was like, wait, I thought I told you this. There's a beating heart under here.
You told me there was a beating heart, but at no point was I like, if you stand on this thing, it's the beating heart. It was just like, there's a graveyard, there's a beating heart. So I thought like you'd hear it or something. But you stand on this grave and you feel the heartbeat and I'm like, very scary.
Just like the West Town is almost great. Just clean it up, make it a little more magical. It's already almost there. That one might be the closest, I think. Maybe add a couple things here and there, theme a little bit in some of the empty areas. You're good to go.
Yeah.
I think the front area could use like a whole makeover. They need
It needs to be more welcoming because right now it's just like dead space. Mm-hmm. It needs to be like maybe Knott's Berry Farm, maybe like a cool painted map so you can get excited about like what you're going to see.
Very clear cut help stations where there's people who are just like kiosk of like buying stuff, park information, just basic stuff like that.
Yeah.
Inside the park though. Then I think Camp Snoopy, just, you know, add a little more theming to the rides, clean it up a little bit.
Have all the rides working. The little Ferris wheel wasn't working.
And the little roller coaster. Have Snoopy actually be out there.
Yeah.
Have a little more character. They should just have like Snoopy dressed up in his little camping gear and like Woodstock out there, just walking around, interacting.
Yeah.
That would be fun. And then the Camp Snoopy little walkway. I need a clear indication of where I go in and where I go out because I try to go in every entrance and people are coming out.
Yeah, that was another thing. I don't think if you're not going to have greeters, then you need to have really, really clear.
Yes.
Really clear signage.
Yes, clear signage. I do enjoy the slight chaos aspect of the park, but it wouldn't hurt to have a few more people out and about helping. Yeah. A few and more.
Also, like, make it easier to – why do I have to buy the pass in one location and then get it in another location and the two are not close to each other?
Yeah, we had to go to Ghost Town to get our wrist badges for the front of the line, which was nowhere near where we bought them.
Which was the front of the park.
And there should be in every land at least one kiosk where you can buy it and you get your badges there.
Right.
It's like, okay, like here, like, hey, buy it here. And we give you your wristband and like there's park maps there or something. And like it's information.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of like rides that are kind of empty or not working. Do something with those. The boardwalk. Yeah, we said I don't mind like the games. I think those are fine. Yeah, they're fine. And then there's like the Old South, not Old South, the Southwest section, which I don't know if it's supposed to be Mexico, because there is like Aztec, yeah, that section. I think it's almost there. It just needs a little more tweaking. They try to put some carnival games. They try to put some like a ride that just spun around, and I'm like, at least like theme that a little bit, like at least paint it the colors of the rest of the land. I remember it was purple. That was the one that the guy was barfing in front of.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a ride where it like spun you around, like what do you call it, like a carnival ride?
Like a record baby, right? Yeah. Round.
But then they had like a swing, and like the swing had like paintings that looked like old Spanish style paintings, and like if you go around the missions in California, like that style.
Oh, so they had like some, yeah. I'm not from California. I know the missions are like super important to you guys, mm-hmm. but it was really it was cool seeing like the mission stuff. By the way, I'm sorry for any audio quality changes, but I have to leave the office in which I'm recording.
Yes.
In like 2 minutes.
Yes.
So otherwise I will be shot at.
Yes. So yes, we will wrap this up. So yes, last thoughts on Knott's.
Last thoughts on Knott's.
Do, 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 do.
I want the best for it.
Yes. It's so close. It's like 85% there.
I want the best for it. I want it to be better. But I probably won't visit for another like 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Something major would have to happen. Like something would have to be built, or like, oh, we're completely redoing our West Town. And then I think that would pull us back sooner.
Or we're pressure washing our entire theme park just for Michelle.
Knott's, if you ever wanted to invite us there as influencers, we will come.
Yeah.
I will give you advice for free. No, I'll give you advice for chicken and food vouchers.
You can pay us in chicken. We'd be fine with that.
I'd be fine with that. So yeah, we liked Knott's overall, but we probably won't be back for a while unless some changes happen. I'll probably be back sooner than you.
Yeah, definitely. You'll be back sooner. Yeah. I actually want to go to the chicken restaurant probably like in a few months. Again, yeah, the chicken.
Because it's not inside the park, so we can just go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Michelle, where can they find you at? My house. Oh.
Jasmine's Heart. You can find me on Instagram or TikTok or Twitch. All of those are magical_Michelle_. That's me. I changed my username from the Broadway Belle. I just need to change, baby.
Yeah,
baby. Come now. Magical Michelle. Where can they find you, Jasmine?
They can find me at Instagram, 1313 Harbor, the podcast, at Twitter, 1313 Harbor, or visit 1313harborthepodcast.com for basically everything you'd want. We are available anywhere you want your podcast. I mean, obviously you're listening to this, so you figured it out. We have an email, 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. Feel free to send me questions, especially on Instagram. That's probably the best place to send me stuff. Send me episode requests. What else would you like Michelle to talk about? Who would you like to be on? Send me high fives. Your hot
send
brother's
feet pics.
Feet pics, your hot brother's phone number.
Whatever.
Whatever. So thank you for listening. I'm very happy Michelle's back. It's always a good day when Michelle's here.
I love being here.
I love having you here.
But as you can tell, like, I'm literally running out the door.
Yes.
I have to go.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. It was so great to be on again. Yes. I'm so excited. Hopefully Jasmine will have me back again soon.
Obviously.
If you can think of a topic that you'd like me to talk about that is not Disney, I'm happy to come on and talk about it.
It's about – she can talk about Dunkin' Donuts in New Rochelle.
That's what I do.
And to all who come to this happy podcast, welcome!